episode 953, Still.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. The weekend is almost gone, but the week is about to start new and fresh. It is your time of reflection. It is time to be still. That's what we're chatting about today. Really a time for us to kind of pull back our own covers and understand maybe where we're trying to do things too much on our own. It's going to be an interesting chat. You'll want to stay tuned. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Look around. What do you see? Are you running before even breathing? You need only to be still. The daily grind you face doesn't mean you have to do it alone. The Lord will fight for you. You only need to be still. That's what it says in Exodus 14:14. But how many of us are running with our heads chopped off? Yeah, not a great kind of visual thought there. But it's something that we need to look at. Our calendar. If you didn't listen to yesterday's episode, episode 952, is your calendar wrecking your marriage? This is a brand new season. The new school year. We've got Labor Day coming up. For some reason, when we start entering school as a young child, our new year kind of starts at school. And maybe now you've even started planning some New Year school resolutions. Like, wait, we're going to start this, and that means I can get the kitchen back in order. The kids can go to bed on time. I get to sleep better. I can get my workouts in. Everything will be more rhythmic, more controlled. There will be a set routine. All of us will live this happy, healthy life. And it all sounds great in the storytelling book. But in real life, it gets complicated. And when it gets complicated, we feel bogged down. And when we feel bogged down, what do? We turn and fight. But in Exodus 14:14, it says, the Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still. What are you putting your faith and hope in? Your own strength? Your own control, your own determination, your own willpower? With the world spinning faster, the to-do list growing before your eyes, you need an army to battle your day. However, God is moving mountains for you, including the ones invisible to you, the ones you can't see. God whispers your name, waiting on your reply. The distractions are too great, though, and you miss his call. How many times does that phone of yours goes off, that little ding or the ping or the bloop, 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 whatever noise it makes, and you're so quick to grab it? I mean, we're talking a millisecond, and that phone sometimes moved from your nightstand directly in the palm of your hand, and you're already answering it. And yes, admit it, we even do it when we're driving. Somehow it's in our purse, on the seat next to us, but we hear that ding or the ping or that noise. Some of them is a little obnoxious noises too. And all of a sudden we've got that phone in our hands. But when God cries out to you, we miss it. We don't hear it. We're caught up in all this stuff in our lives. We don't put him first. And no, that doesn't mean that you're not living life. I think some people walk around going, gosh, if I love Jesus as much as they say I am, I'm going to look like this Jesus freak. It's like I've got his name plastered all over your body. You don't have to be like that unless if you're into tattoos, you can get some really creative ones. I've seen them. So if that's you, then go for it. But if it's not you, you don't have to have everything plastered. But it's the reflection, the time, the moments that you spend. It's the quality. God wants to be there with you, walking in your day. Not there just because, well, now it's kind of a good time to show up because I'm having a really bad day, God. How about you? Still, are your distractions too great that you're missing his call? All he wants is for you to be still. Rest in his greatness, not your own. God is making a way for you every day. You need to breathe and be still. Still isn't an excuse that you aren't able. Skill is the opportunity to hear God speak. Have you heard his voice lately? Has he cried out to you? Has he called you out saying, listen, I have some news. I want to show you something. I want to give you a part of your dream that you've been missing. But so many times, we're trapped in our own schedule, possibly wrecking our own marriage and our relationship with God. Still, you can't hear God when you are always talking louder than him. And I know that because I've got a really big mouth and I love to talk, as you know. But we have to stop once in a while and understand that still is an action. It's not that you're lazy. It's not that you're just hanging around, doing nothing, maybe saying a few foul words, maybe drinking things you shouldn't be drinking. No. When you're still and you're in the presence of God, you're taking aim. Again, still isn't an excuse that you aren't able. Still is the opportunity to hear God speak. You are so bombarded with doing everything right now, you forget the most important thing. The Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still. Let God move the mountains that block your journey. Let God answer your prayers before you cry out to him. Let God silence your fears and ignite your faith. You need only to be still. How can you be still daily? That's where I want you to reflect today. I want you to make time to just be in God's presence. Let him hold you up. Still. Still. When you make time, you make a way to hear God. And that's what he desires. He desires you. That's pretty amazing. The creator of the universe desires and wants to hear you. And he wants to talk to you. But you're making so much noise. You're so loud all the time that you're missing him. Maybe you need to find a ringtone for God and be still. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.